I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Sadie and Bessie Delaney were civil rights pioneers, two African-American sisters born in the late 1800s who each lived to be over 100 years old. Their story is captured in the play Having Our Say, the Delaney Sisters' First 100 Years, which will be given a staged reading by Minority Voices Theater at Lane Community College's Downtown Center in Eugene on Sunday, June 25th. With me are Stanley Coleman and Carol Horn Dennis, co-founders of Minority Voices Theater. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Well, what aspect of the Delaney Sisters' lives are at the core of this play?
Well, we look at all aspects of the Delaney sisters' lives. These sisters take us through Reconstruction. They take us to the Harlem Renaissance. They take us to the Civil Rights Movement. And we're looking at their lives and the challenges they faced all through their lives as we go through this production.
Over the course of that century, a lot of things changed with civil rights and some things didn't. So what were the things that you would say they saw change and what still needs to change?
Well, I think they saw that, first of all, there wasn't a lot of change in attitudes. Still, I think they faced some of the same types of attitudes that African Americans still face today. I do believe that they saw the technical changes, and but they chose not to get thoroughly involved in the technical changes. One of the interesting things about these two sisters is that they decided they didn't want to have a telephone, for instance. They felt that their lives was rich without the intrusion of technicals. So those are some of the changes that they noticed. But as I pointed out, they chose not to change so much with all of the changes that were going on in the world. However, that said, they enjoyed the progress that had been made, and they noticed that there had been progress that had been made in civil rights here in America, and they championed that progress. But I'm pretty sure that they still recognize that a lot of the attitudes had not changed.
One of the interesting things I think about the Delaney sisters is that they grew up in a middle-class black family. And so in their childhood years, they were kind of insulated from the world around them because they were on college campuses that were, you know, predominantly black college campuses. But it's when they stepped out into the world as adults that they started feeling the prejudices for the first time. And as Stan said, certainly by degree things have changed, but the essence of the discrimination is still there. Fascinating story about how one of the sisters who was the teacher got her first job. She was the first black teacher in a New York City high school because she tricked her way in by not going for the interview. She did it all by letter. And when she showed up, they needed a teacher, and so they put her in the classroom. But those were the kinds of things that they experienced and that they got around. But the play does talk about the horrific lynchings and the discrimination that they found when they traveled in the world, being called the N-word and so by degree things have changed, but the essence and the root of the discriminations, I think we still see today.
And we have to remember these are women who grew up in a male-dominated world too.
How does presenting this play fit into the vision for Minority Voices Theater?
Well, Minority Voices Theater was created to try to accomplish two things in the community. One is that the pool of actors here in the Eugene, Springfield, Lane County area is not very diverse. So our local theater companies don't, they feel as if they can't do plays that represent minority community stories or have more than one or two black or Latino characters. So one of the things we're trying to do in doing staged readings is that we can choose a play and then go out into the community, find people to read the parts, and then hopefully those people learn to develop a character, learn to take direction, learn to project, learn the arc of a story, and maybe 2 or 3 years from now we have a more diverse pool of actors in Eugene and more theater companies can do a wider variety of plays. The other story is the importance of the urgency of now, is that it's really important for folks from marginalized communities to see themselves represented on stage.
How do Charmaine Coleman and Arbrila Levert bring their own experiences to their roles?
Well, of course, the most obvious way is they are African Americans who grew up in poor families, and these are women who have faced challenges, I'm sure, themselves in their lives, but they overcame quite a few of those challenges to become the women that they are today. It is important for us to recognize that a number of African Americans become who they are by the struggles that they have faced. And these are two women who have become school teachers in their fields, and they have become successful women, just as the Delaney sisters became successful women in their fields, but who also faced quite a few struggles and quite a few challenges. And Arbrila Levert, who is running a preschool right now, is still facing quite a few challenges as she works, continues to work today.
How do your own experiences play into what you do as a director for this?
Well, I can very much empathize with what is happening in this play, or empathize with the experiences that people have gone through in this play. I grew up in central Louisiana and lived there most of my life. I have faced discrimination on many levels in many ways, but I also remember that my background as a young African-American who grew up in a home where my parents were very strict, but they were also they were not well-educated themselves, but they were pro-education, who pushed us to go to school and to become the best that we can become in our own fields. I can certainly identify with everything that every experience that happens in this play. I've not been a part of the lynching stories, obviously, but of course I've heard all of those stories, and I've been a part of quite a few stories that are very close to that, at least in attitude, if not in direct action.
What would you both like this to contribute to the current dialogue in our society about racial and other political issues?
Well, I think it's that finding a way to see the other as human. I think that's one of the biggest things we've lost in the political rhetoric and the division that's in our country, is to be able to see the other as human. You are less likely to be afraid and less likely to lash out. So that, for me, is one of the things, one of the important things that's going on now. And theater really does create a sense of belonging, but only if you see yourself there.
And I would like to emphasize what Carol said, that we are all part of America. We're all part of the global world, actually, not just Americans. We are just people living on this earth. And I think this play is about the indomitable human spirit, and that we are, as one poet once said, no man is an island. You know, we're all in this together. And we should recognize the fact that, you know, nobody is really alone, and that we need to be able to look out for each other. We need to be able to stand up for each other. And we need to recognize that we can join hands and become sisters and brothers. That's what this life is really all about.
Going forward from here, how will you decide what other minority voices to present?
Well, we actually have two other plays scheduled for the year. Coming up in September in a partnership with CALC, we are rewriting a 20-year-old play that they created back when there was another immigrant crisis going on in Oregon. They created a play called I Am Your Neighbor, and they wanted to remount it. We read it and realized that it was no longer, the stories in it were still relevant, but there were too many stories missing. There was no dreamer, there was no Syrian refugee, there were a lot of current stories missing. So in late September, we don't have an exact date yet. We are right now in the process. The interviews are done. Local playwright Nancy Hopps has taken those interviews, and she's writing a new play. We're now on our third version of it, our third iteration of it. I Am Your Neighbor will reflect the lives of the experiences of immigrants living in Lane County. And then in November, around Trans Remembrance Day, we're bringing back a play that I had the privilege of directing about five times back from 1995 to 2000, called Transfigurations, which follows the lives of 10 Oregonians who identify as trans. One of the things that Minority Voices Theater really wants to do is to reach out to the marginalized community and say, what stories would you like for us to tell? Because Stan and I represent a little bit of a swath of marginalized communities, but we don't know them all. We don't know all the stories. So we really are trying to reach out to the organizations in town and to the people in town to say, what stories can we help you tell?
I just wanted to say something about the play again, and that is to say that, you know, this play is about we as Americans, although these are two African-American women, but this play is really about us as Americans. And we see one of the wonderful things about the way this play is actually done on the stage, which people will hear when we do the reading, is that these women are preparing this dinner, and they're coming out with the ambrosia, and they're roasting a chicken, and they're cooking vegetables, and all of these wonderful things that sort of brings people together quite often, you know. And you know, one of the best ways that we can meet people sometimes, and one of the best ways that we can show our love for people is by feeding them, giving them a meal. We, you know, it's a wonderful fellowship.
And now I'm hungry. Well, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Stanley Coleman and Carol Horn Dennis of Minority Voices Theater, in association with LCC's Multicultural Center, they'll present a staged reading of Having Our Say, the Delaney Sisters' First 100 Years, at LCC's Downtown Center in Eugene on Sunday, June 25th at 2 p.m. For more information, minorityvoicestheater.org and lanecc.edu. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.